This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The CDC says it has found a safety concern linking Pfizer's updated bivalent vaccine to possible strokes. The CDC says it is investigating ischemic strokes in those who are 65 and older. In this statement, the agency says the new Pfizer bivalent vaccine met the statistical criteria to prompt additional investigations into the strokes. Now, the CDC added that the strokes did not happen with Moderna's COVID vaccine. They went on to say that the strokes were more likely to happen 21 days after the bivalent shot.
So we're supposed to be, oh, thank you, FDA, for saving. Oh, wait, no. All the people died of strokes since those jabs came out. And now, just now, you say, well, the safety signal finally got triggered. Does anybody here think that they're trying in reverse to make it seem like they have some legitimacy, that they're actually coming out and going, yeah, we're on top of this. And once again, we've been pointing out these clinical observations, much less other safety signal reports from VAERS and the Vaccine Safety Data Link, all of that, and they couldn't find it till now, Superdon?
I think you and I and a whole bunch of people found this a long time ago. And you know what? We're not scientists. How did that happen? There's no lab coats around here. How did that happen? How did we saw this happening? We saw people falling over dead 10 minutes after getting the shot in the nursing homes, you know, and you know, a lot of these other things that we've seen as of late.
I remember early on, do you remember this? There was a Tennessee nurse who got the jab, and she's doing a press conference or something, and she falls over. And there
she fainted, but
it was a mystery of, did she die? No one has seen her. And right. I think about those events now, right? In retrospect, we're looking at that going, dude, is that not a major safety signal? And they're like, oh, nothing to see here. And,
that was anecdotal.
And I think that they twisted in a way, because it was so weird how she was just disappeared. And so, of course, the so-called, what they call the conspiracy theorists, or what I might call those that are agents provocateur within our field, that will go, oh, yeah, let's make this up and make this go crazy so that nobody could actually grab hold to the story and make it stick. But it was one of a number of them at the time, yet that one was like a mystery, so it was easy to go, hey, these crazy people, do you see what they're saying? She's dead. She's not dead. Where is she? She isn't. So you see how this works, how this plays out. No, we didn't have definitive proof the jab did it, but it was a pattern that emerged, and that was the whole basis for the VAERS.
It was a really strange, and I hate to use this word because this word has become a joke now,
yeah,
but I'm going to say it, coincidence, right?
Yeah.
I saw a funny meme today, and it was like, I think it was the Life Alert. It was like a screen grab from the Life Alert commercial, and this old lady is on the ground. She's holding her chest, and she's calling the Life Alert. She's saying, help, I'm having a coincidence.
Yes.
And it's become a joke at this point.
Absurd. Yeah, and I've seen it was like declared safe from having a coincidence or something like that. Those kind of things that are happening everywhere. But how ridiculous is it? I mean, to think about how easy it is, or it was, to dismiss people. You know, they call it the Alex Jones territory. But how much of what Alex Jones was saying has been proven right as well? As much as someone might not like
the guy.
A whole lot.
Yep.
And I just look at this, and you know, the FDA signals are now showing up, but not here, but in there, and only in old people. It's like, do you think they'll get away with it? I just think there are too many people dropping.
And here's the thing. I had this conversation with my son, because he was actually the one that brought this to my attention this morning, because it was Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, or yesterday, it was Saturday when he brought this up to me, and I was like, I hadn't even looked at the news, because, you know, it was my day off, right? You know, I took a break there from jumping into the news first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was just like, whoa, look at this. And so I read the article in depth. And if you read it, they're already going, well, you know, it's only happened in one warning system. It didn't come up in the other warning systems.
It's actually data safe link. I know. It just defies credulity. Yeah. Look, I'm just looking at Twitter right now, and there's a Dr. Eli David. I don't know if he's out of Israel, but he says, tragedy in Israel, healthy 34-year-old Moshe Oger collapsed and died within an hour of receiving his fifth COVID shot. His death was pronounced while he was still at the clinic that administered the shot. And what does the Israeli Ministry of Health say? It's unclear if his death is related to the COVID shot.
People die. Come on.
Come on. Look, we grant that we don't know definitively, like, a lot of these things that are temporal,
right. I think the important point here is that we are not saying every death is caused by the vaccine. But at some point, you have to stop sticking your head in the sand, all of you scientists, all of you media people, and go, you know what? Can we not just acknowledge the fact that it's worth looking into, that perhaps to see whether the vaccine had something to do with it or not? Have we not gone beyond the point where people can just say, oh, you're being a conspiracy theorist?
It's a shark jumping moment every time this is happening. Now, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they'll get away with it much longer. They're changing their narrative as fast as they can. And you know, the old guy from The Simpsons, the grandpa from The Simpsons, back in my day, people died gone suddenly. Yeah. You know, that's the stuff that's making its rounds. It's like, it's getting too ridiculous. Absolutely getting too ridiculous. Now, we have a clip here, I believe, following on this from Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson out of Wisconsin. And he's on a Fox News show talking about the body count is just way too high. And I think that's a key statement, Super D. It's like, you can only constrain the linkage until the body count becomes so high, it's just ridiculous.
Yep.
That's where I'm at this point. And let's give a listen to Ron Johnson here.
Listen, we all wanted these vaccines to end the pandemic. They didn't. They were not as effective and certainly not as safe as we all hoped and prayed. They don't prevent infection. They don't prevent transmission. But nobody will admit they were wrong, because the body count is way too high. They sabotaged early treatment. They completely mishandled the pandemic response. We shut down schools. Sweden didn't. Not a child in Sweden died. You actually have lower infection rates when you're around kids, we're starting to find out. So, I mean, through the hubris, through just the arrogance of people like Fauci and people that were in charge of our response, we completely mishandled this. And nobody at this point in time will admit they're wrong. And quite honestly, people who got the vaccine also don't really want to know that there may be some real issues here. So we are in a complete state of denial, but people have to start facing reality, and that starts with the federal health officials, which they are not doing. I've written close to 50 oversight letters, and I've basically gotten the back in the hand of people like Walensky and other federal health officials. Transparency, honesty has to begin sooner rather than later.
I'm looking at the three Fox and Friends hosts there. And they look a little bit uncomfortable, don't they?
Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot of reaction there. They were just kind of stone-faced.
Because Fox News was part of the propaganda machine, too, with very rare exception.
Well, they get a check every month from Pfizer, you know?
Exactly.
They do.
Just again, stunning. What do you make of Ron Johnson? You know, of course, he's been at it and being willing to tackle some of these things, and others on our side would say, oh, it's not strong enough. Well, I don't go there. I just, like, look, he's, I think, a bright light in a very dark place to actually do what he's doing and say what he's saying. But there's not, I think, an unlimited capacity to keep lying and getting away with it. Is there, Super D? Am I just too naive?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, listen, they've already kind of laid out set the stage for this to be just we thought we should look into it. Turns out, there's nothing really there to be worried about, and they'll just move on. You know, that's what I, that unfortunately, hate to rain on anybody's parade, but
you are so annoying sometimes.
I think that is what is going to happen at this point.
But I'm of the mindset now that there are too many people that are dying that people know and see, and the successful propaganda campaign that they've run is running out of steam. That's all I'm saying. It's just not working.
No, listen, I don't disagree with you in that I think more people are going to look at this and their eyes are going to open a little bit more. They're going to be more skeptical. And I think the numbers of the people that are looking at things critically is going to grow. I think those numbers are going to grow. More people are going to not be hoodwinked anymore because they're surrounded by the proof at this point. I mean, every time you turn on the damn TV, somebody else is falling over dead, you know? And it's not that people don't die. Of course, people die every year. But in these kinds of numbers, it sure seems anyway that there's a lot more croaking going on than in years past.
Die suddenly is something we never had before. There's an article here from Reuters we've got published in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And if you don't mind, please, if you haven't already, sign up for the newsletter. And you can go to, there's the article super on show. And for those of you getting to watch this thing live or later.
Wait a minute. How can people watch this, Robert? Aren't we on the radio right now?
Yes, but they can come over to robertscottbell.com/listen or become a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You have access to our Sunday shows in video as well, which is our live radio, if you will, syndicated show, so to speak. So, come on over and become a supporter. We have monthly Zoom meetings for our patrons. The next one, I believe, is Saturday. Is it the 28th of January?
9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern.
Yep. And so I'd love to have you join us. It's a great family that we have growing here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. There it is, RSB, text it to 22828, and you'll get plugged in right away. Now, there are athletes and high-level celebrities still trying to shill for these boosters, and I think it's embarrassing. Do you have that image of four of them? Our friend Five Times August put it up on his Twitter feed, and we're going to have him on the show sometime soon. But there it is. You can see Michael Phelps, who I really admire. I'm a fan of Michael Phelps because I'm a swimmer back in the day. And he's had asthma. He says, I have depression, and I've been told that depression indicates I'm more likely to get COVID, so I'm getting a booster. I'm encouraging you to get a booster.
Wait,
then there's I'm telling you, that's what they're telling him, and he's parroting that. Pink, the rock star or whatever she is, Pink, she is something else. I mean, that woman drops F-bombs if you're not in on the vaccine. She's not one of the friendly people that's reasonable at all. Yep. Questlove, I think, is on, the Tonight Show?
He's the drummer for The Roots.
The Roots, yeah. Who's the guy in the top left picture that I'm looking at right now?
Charlie Puth. I've seen his name a million times. I think he might be an actor. I'm not quite sure.
But they're all sponsored by Pfizer. And, you brought up an interesting question to me. There's a lot of celebrities that have been promoting. You know what? We got to come back. We're out of time. We'll come back.
We'll hit this in the next segment.
We'll hit that in the next segment. RobertScottBell.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We were just talking about the celebrities that are still shilling for these boosters. And the image should be in the show notes at robertscottbell.com if you're not watching the video of what we're doing here on radio. And these celebrities promoting boosters for, in various ways, they're all being paid by Pfizer. Okay,
or somebody on behest of Pfizer, yes.
Okay. And I get the economic model of media or whatever. People sponsor our show too, although we are very careful about who we, allow on the show. And it's very clear if you come to robertscottbell.com, you'll see banners on the side, so you know who we endorse, who we utilize, and what we utilize. But with Pfizer, all this is bad, and it relates to something you brought up off the air. I want to talk about it now.
Okay.
A lot of celebrities were shilling for the digital currency, or what do you call it, FTX?
FTX, the FTX situation. I'm trying to remember, I think like Tom Brady.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah, Tom Brady and some other people, some actors, stuff like that. They were out there
they were being
promoting FTX, cryptocurrency. Yeah. And then, if you've been following it at all, and not that I've delved really deep into it, but, this dude, whatever his name is, he got busted. Turns out that he was scamming people. And so there are like hundreds of lawsuits that have been filed against these celebrities because they were out trying to encourage people to invest in this cryptocurrency and they lost their money. And so they're getting sued by people who lost their money. And I'm thinking, now, wait a minute here. Mm-hmm. Couldn't people do that in a situation like this where you had Questlove and Michael Phelps and Pink and Charlie Puth? Couldn't they sue them if they've had vaccine injury, or if it turns out, let's say that this investigation, I don't think it's going to work, it's going to happen, but let's say there's an investigation on the vaccines, they find out, guys, we didn't realize it, but these vaccines apparently, they are causing strokes. Couldn't people then sue these celebrities like they're suing the celebrities that promoted FTX? Couldn't they sue celebrities that are promoting the vaccine for the same reason?
Well, how about the families of those over 65 that they acknowledge in the news reports now and the, yeah. and the FDA acknowledges? You're promoting those, Phelps, Pink, Questlove, and Puth. You're promoting those, and people are dying. Could those the family members of those who have died sue those celebrities? Is that covered on the pandemic shield? You know, that bio.
Well, and that's the question, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting
would they be
question.
Covered by the same immunity that the vaccine companies are covered by?
I don't know that they wrote that in. That's an interesting thing. That would be an interpretation, and there'd be some lawsuits flying on that. I find that fascinating.
I do.
Now, in terms of other mandate things with these jabs, there's a good news story out of New York. Very few out of New York anymore. The Children's Health Defense filed suit against the New York State because there was a mandate of jabs for healthcare workers. And they're like, that's just outrageous. At this point, why is there still a mandate at all? And this happened, New York State Supreme Court Judge Gerard Nery held that the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers is now null, void, and of no effect. The court held, yeah, that's good. For the remaining healthcare providers there in New York, good for you for sticking it out, but at least now they can't tell you it's mandatory. The court held that the New York State Health Department of Health lacked the authority to impose such a mandate as this power is reserved to the state legislature. Furthermore, the court found that the mandate was arbitrary and capricious as COVID-19 vaccines do not stop transmission, vitiating any rational basis for a mandate. And that's interesting, Super D, because that was one of my points. Is like, all right, if you're going to mandate something, excuse me, that doesn't stop transmission,
What's the point? No, you're right. And you know what's so frustrating about this is, and this isn't the first example of this, as we looked at each other, and it didn't matter whether it was the mandate and whether it made any sense or whether it was right or if it was the censorship that was going on, the obvious violation of the First Amendment that was going on when all this was happening. And we just kind of looked at each other and it's like, how are they doing this? How can they get away with this? And what was it that we both said? And not just us, but other people too. This is going to end up getting settled in the damn courts. We're just going to have to sit here and wait this out. And what's so frustrating is that's exactly what's happening. It just shows how they are willing to violate the Constitution and do stupid stuff because they know the time is on their side.
They'll get away with it until they can't. And then there's no, like, all the people that had lost their jobs or were harmed because.
Where's the recourse in this?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about more lawsuits, right?
Mm-hmm. Where is that and when is that? It's really destroying any trust in the so-called healthcare system, much less the governmental system that would mandate these things. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a necessary maturation of the body politic, the electorate, and the people that now look at these modern medical buffoons or those who pretend to know anything about medicine in media and in government. And you'll finally see once and for all that the emperor wears no clothes and is on major medication. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan says the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's possession is embarrassing.
It's one of those moments that obviously they wish hadn't happened.
On NBC's Meet the Press this morning, Stabenow said what Biden did was not on purpose and he was working to correct it. She went on to say that this discovery was completely different than the documents found in former President Trump's possession. President Biden paying tribute to the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He spoke at this morning's Sunday service at Ebenezer Baptist Church. He was invited by its pastor, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. The White House has approved California's request for a major disaster declaration. That declaration will help Californians impacted by the storms and make federal funding available in Merced, Sacramento, and Santa Cruz. Additional counties may be added once conditions approve to allow for storm damage to be assessed. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show is on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Of course, a couple hours cranks it up in our broadcast week starting Sundays on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Heard around the world on many podcast networks except, well, Spotify. They banned us. And YouTube. You can't find us on YouTube anymore. But you can find us on Rumble. That's kind of cool. And a bunch of other sites. If you come to the robertscottbell.com website, there's a listen link and you can see all the places you can catch it if you're not already doing it. In addition to our 2 hours here on radio, we have a lot of folks that support this message of health, freedom and healing liberty. We got a lot of cool upcoming events I want to let you know about. Super Don, if you can go full screen on this for those that are watching and not just listening, we have an upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. This coming week, we're going to be in Nashville at the Reawaken America Tour. And that's I don't even know the date of it coming up this week, but it's there it is. Thank you. Great Awakening versus
January 20th and 21st.
Yeah, so that's coming up in Nashville. I think there are a limited number of tickets left. I'll be there. Also, February kicks it into gear. We've got a lot of good stuff happening in February. 18th and 19th is the Health Freedom Expo, but virtual, online. So wherever you are around the world, you can participate, watch through the comfort of your own home computer or cell phone that has the Whova app. It's only $30, and you'll have 3 months access to all of the lectures, presentations that occurred in October, plus more that have been submitted for this. So this is as valuable as anything, and not many places have that kind of concentrated awesomeness in terms of health freedom messages and health messages. So check that out. Later in February, not much after that, February 22nd through 25th, my birthday sandwiched in there, we're going to have a celebration in, the Lake Lanier Islands outside of Atlanta in Buford, Georgia. And that's the Next Steps Conference with my good friend Tia Severino. There's Polly Tommy. I'm just looking at the people coming. Stephanie Lucretio from Children's Health Defense. Peter McCullough, Sinhang Lee, Pierre Corey, Brian Hooker, James Lyons-Weiler, Dr. Jack. Let's see, whoever. McCola I see on the list. Dude, this is an amazing group of people. And Kimberly Overton should be there as well. And I'll be there. And I hope to share it with you. Next-steps.info. Use the code RSV10 to get 10% off of your tickets. 10% off your tickets. Then we have a big one in Clearwater, Florida, March 31st, April 1st, and 2nd. You know, if you're in the northern climes especially, you're like, I'm hankering for summer already. Well, let's go to the beach together, shall we, and have a healing retreat. Nutritional Frontiers professional training event, mind, body, and spirit restoration. Again, this is going to be amazing. And I'll be there for that one, March 31st, April 1st and 2nd, Clearwater, Florida. Thanks to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers, which also offers a special discount code for Robert Scott Bell Show family members. That's you, RSV15, even on sale items. RSV15, including their certified organic CBD products, hemp CBD products grown in the U.S., and that's CBDNF.com, NutritionalFrontiers.com. What else we got? The shout-out to Folium PX. If you haven't heard about this, a triumvirate system. It's amazing. My mom has been on it recently, and she has been going through the mill the last 2.5 years. Not necessarily COVID-related stuff, but, you know, she was going out dancing 2-3 times a week before this all hit. She was struggling the last couple of years mightily, and everything we were throwing at it marginally helped. And she's on the Cardio Miracle, which has been good, really good. And then recently, my friend Babry, he sent the Folium PX to the three-prong system. This is a Chernobyl-level antioxidant system. And if you have struggled with anything and you're like, I'm not getting the results I need, this is it. Folium PX, FOLIUMPX.com. Use the code RSB10 to get 10% off. And my mom, on New Year's Day, went out dancing again. You can't make that up. I mean, we had the video of it and everything. We played it on one of our first New Year's shows. I'm just so grateful to Babry for doing that, sending that to my mom. And seriously, look into that. That's next level stuff. We also have Energy Bits available to you now. Energy Bits, what are they? These are chlorella and spirulina. These are third-party validated, clean as the day is long or getting longer. And the discount code for 20% off is RSB20. Go to energybits.com. We had a great, I think it was last week we aired this episode, and it's a wonderful, wonderful dietary supplement ingredient, and one will help you to cleanse your body. The other is just a super nutrient, super food. So anything else I forget? And there's always more.
There's always more, yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about Choose to Be Healthy in the next segment, because there's an interesting story about magnesium I want to cover with you. And it goes into the ingredient magnesium. It's not what you think it is. So we'll get to that. But first up in this article, Superdon, you have that. It's about the FDA. Now, we're not big fans of the FDA. That's why I've nicknamed them the Fear and Death Administration. But there's a controversy that NPR is reporting on. And it says the FDA no longer requires all drugs to be tested on animals before human trials. Now, this is great news for PETA. Right?
Yeah. Well, listen, it's just not just PETA. I mean, we poke fun, and I do too, because I'm a meat eater, so, and they're not big fans.
And you have dogs too.
And I do have dogs as pets, which they would probably consider to be slaves. But but you know, I mean, come on, do we really want the FDA testing new pharmaceutical drugs on Fido? No, I could get behind that.
Okay, all right.
I don't have a problem with that.
Here's my concern about this, and it is that these studies, if they don't do it on animals before they do it to humans, right? This is the thing. I know there are people out there that hate humans, and they're like, test it on humans, but leave the animals alone. Look, I can get the, I'm sensitive to these animals. I don't want the cruelty to animals happening, and I don't. But if you're going to go through phase 1, 2, 3 trials before you get there, normally you had gone through animal toxicology studies to see, hey, is this going to kill a whole slew of people that we test this on before you get there to go, okay, we got enough information that now we're going to leap into animal, from animals to humans. You think that they, you know, they're going to put wafer thin chips of liver and kidneys that they test the drugs on?
You know, they do have that thing called organs on a chip, and that doesn't come with ranch dip.
No, by the broccoli way. And whatever. No, this is rough.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. Now, interestingly enough, Robert, I don't know. This might make you a little depressed.
Why?
This puts you at odds with Senator Rand Paul. He actually sponsored what's called the FDA Modernization Act 2.0.
Yeah, I see.
And he made a statement about this, and he says that this new law is going to help end the needless suffering and death of animal test subjects, and we'll get safer, more effective drugs to market more quickly by cutting red tape that is not supported by current science.
Well, anytime we accelerate drugs to market, we end up in a great danger situation.
Exactly.
I understand more of the free market analysis of Rand Paul to say, hey, let's make it easier for drug companies to bring this out. But if it weren't in a monopoly, I could agree. The fact is, it's in a monopoly, so there is no competition to these rapid drugs to market with or without animal testing. So the people don't have a true choice to go, oh, I was going to do this natural substance to address what ails me, and then I'm not going to risk that with scary new drug that may have been rushed to market. But there's no natural option. And if there is, and if somebody speaks about it, they'll be shut down. So for me, what Rand Paul is doing, I get the sentiment, but we're not there until
he's missing the mark.
The abolition of the Fear and Death Administration at this point that grants a monopoly, that protects a monopoly for these drugs. That's the point I got. That's a problem. That's problematic for me. Also, you know, the fact that even those that are tested on animals result in what? The third leading cause of death. Now, one of the slides on my lecture, one of the most, I guess, it's becoming a famous slide. Somebody grabbed this image when I spoke at Terry Stu Warner's event in Orlando last week, and I'm giving away one of the big questions. So if you come to my lectures and I use this, please don't shout it out so that those that haven't seen it. I asked the question, what is the most dangerous thing you can have in America? And people just throw out a lot of ideas. And then you see this slide on the screen here. I'll just tell you what it says. It's a quote I made many, many years ago. But the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. And I always get, is guffaw a word? Guffaws from the audience?
Guffaw. Yes, it is a word.
And like, you know, or nervous laughter. Because especially if it's the doctors are in there, because they acknowledge, it's like, oh my gosh, he's right. What do I mean by that? It means you have coverage so that whatever doctor or hospital that takes insurance is going to issue any and every test to determine that you have something that you don't have, because the tests are highly unreliable, take PCR for one, and then give you drugs for the positive test that you took that wasn't really positive, and those give you numerous symptoms or diseases or ailments that now you'll get different drugs and more drugs to treat those things that weren't there to begin with. And so everything they can throw at you when you have the money to pay for it, not out of your pocket because you got good insurance, you're going to be more likely to die because of good insurance outside of what I would call catastrophic coverage. And this is not what I'm talking about, because if you try to get an exclusive catastrophic policy, in many cases, the government is colluded with these insurance industry to say it's not allowed. You have to have this. You have to have this. We got to throw this in, throw this, all the things you don't want that could be very dangerous to your health, not helpful, not survivable. So the whole thing, again, as much as I respect Rand Paul, I do, and he's a physician, you're right, he misses the mark here just a bit, and I think it's an important distinction. That's why I want you all to support the next senator from the state of Virginia, should he decide to declare. He's got an exploratory committee. My good friend, he's with me weekly on the show when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that would be Jonathan E. Ward. So go to emord4va.com, emord4va for Virginia.com, and pony up a few bucks. Well, every little bit helps. And let's get him to declare fully. There's a bunch of events coming up. And Super Don, if you click on the events tab, upcoming events, you'll see there's some in California. I'm going to try to get to that one. in Burbank. There's one in Phoenix or Scottsdale, Arizona coming up. Yeah, you can see it. There's one in the Villages in Florida on the 7th of February. Let's see, which one am I looking at here? Orlando, Glendale,
Scottsdale, yeah. Raleigh, North Carolina, and Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, and there'll be more added. I'd love to see you there. I personally am planning to be at the Glendale one in L.A., basically, area, Glendale, and the one in Phoenix, Scottsdale, coming up. And what are those dates again? Can you put,
oops.
I'm sorry. I know you went one away. I want to show everybody.
All right. Which ones? Which ones?
Glendale, and that's the
18th. Glendale is February 18th.
And then the Scottsdale, Arizona, 6th of March.
Scottsdale is March 6th. Yeah.
So I'm going to try and beat both of those. So I'd love to see you. If you know anybody in the area, let them know. And we can get someone that's as knowledgeable on the Constitution as Rand Paul, perhaps more. I don't know. It's close. And a Ron Paul kind of guy, and Jonathan Emord, and one who knows that the real problem is monopoly and the bureaucratic oligarchy, including the FDA, the FTC, all of these alphabet soup agencies destroying what is left of freedom, if there is any, freedom of speech, etc. So you will love to have a senator named Jonathan Emord from Virginia to defeat Tim Kaine. All right, we're going to come back and wrap it up. We'll talk magnesium and where to get the right form after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up as always in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, you can catch the show live or later, and the links usually in the notes now. Superdunk got a new habit linking to our Rumble page because they haven't censored us, which is nice. So you can actually watch the shows and not just listen to them or any of the podcast sites that have it, including our syndicated broadcast radio version on GCN, GCNlive.com, and we appreciate them as well. So this finale story here is about one of our favorite subjects, magnesium. Everybody, and I know this is a broad spectrum statement, but I think it's defensible. Everybody would do well to take additional magnesium. We are all magnesium deficient to varying degrees. Now, I am a whole food proponent, 100% whole food forms of these things, and there's a lot of forms of magnesium that do have an impact on the body. I don't dispute that. But the question from the Alliance for Natural Health article that we're referencing here today is, are you buying the right magnesium? Are you buying the right magnesium? And there was an analysis done, let's see, by Now Foods, quality testing of 16 magnesium glycinate brands, which is a popular form of magnesium. That were
purchased off Amazon, by the way.
Yeah, it was through Amazon. And what they found was not encouraging, they said. Almost all the brands that were tested failed to include the chelated magnesium form claimed on the label, the glycinate form. And it's an absolute mess. Most of these forms included magnesium oxide and sulfate, which are, there's nothing available to you. We talk about the wrong forms. It's bound and it ain't coming out. Now, there's other forms that you can get, and taurate, malate, chloride. But none of those, I think, are ideal. And I realize in nature they might be found that way, but we're talking about most of this is done by man's capacity to chelate these things artificially. So if we look at the mislabeling that's occurring, and you can link through in the show notes to this page, we're going to tell you what we use here. I'm going to tell you what I use here, and that includes Superdon. And this has been a real big step in the right direction years ago when my buddy Chris Barnata Doc said, you know what, you guys got to get on the right form. Now, I realize you can also do topical magnesium that will go through the skin. I'm not disputing that. But if you want a form that will not irritate the bowels, unless you're trying to, the form of magnesium we use is by Megafood. I'm recommending that you get it from choosetobehealthy.com. And when you do, use the code RSB5 to get a discount when you check out. I just, every day, this is part of my routine, I take 1 to 2 tablets. Morning, 1 to 2 tablets every night, depending on my needs. Now, if I'm under stress, if you're sweating it out a lot, doing a lot of workouts, you're going to use more of the magnesium, I'll do 2. If I'm, you know, just my basic day, I'm just doing 1. And it's not like it's a large quantity. But when you have the right form of magnesium, you don't need a lot, is my point. When you have a whole food form. And I know a lot of people argue against me. Oh, no, you need this form and you need this form. Look, I'm going to put that aside. Say this was my greatest success when I started taking this form of magnesium, especially for intestinal health and for movement. Anybody that is in any way having constipation issues, sluggish elimination patterns, and this is not being taken to elicit bowel intolerance to diarrhea. That's not what this does. Like, there are forms of magnesium that will do that. That's not what I'm targeting here. But all the reasons that magnesium is so critical, including the production of mitochondrial adenosine triphosphate, ATP, and that works ideally with sovereign copper, which you can get at choosetobehealthy.com as well. Magnesium copper are critical for producing ATP, the energy molecule from the mitochondria. Super Don, you've used the Megafood Magnesium as well, have you not?
Yep, I have.
Dude, it's the easiest thing to do.
It's good for blood pressure, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Anything related to vascular health, magnesium plays a huge, huge role as well. I agree. So everybody go to choosetobehealthy.com. All the words spelled out together, choosetobehealthy.com, and enter the code RSB5 when you check out. And you'll be rocking your vascular system, your energy system, so many systems that are impacted by the right form of magnesium, and you won't be ripped off by buying random brands on Amazon. So please support those retailers like Jonathan from choosetobehealthy.com. We always like to do that when we find good people that are behind what they're doing and they do it right. And that's one of those that you'll see a banner at robertscottbell.com. All right, we got about 30 seconds left before we have to break first hour.
A whole 30 seconds. Well, thank you, folks, listening to us on GCN. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Just know that if you want to watch this show, you can do that too, Monday through Friday, over at robertscottbell.com. So you can get you're not stuck with just Sunday.
Yeah,
there's 5 more days a week you could be getting this information.
And please, and thank you for sharing the show, because Big Pharma doesn't want you to hear the message that we have. But I do. Super Don does. And you probably do too if you're here already. But share the good news, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.